Welcome to Selah, a daily study in the Scriptures with Pastor Ray Viola. God has given Jesus a name that is above every name, and he has authority over all things, especially Satan and his army of demons. Do you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior? Call upon his name in times of darkness, submit to God, and if you resist the devil in his power, Satan will flee. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Please open your Bible to Acts chapter 16 and listen as Pastor Ray Viola completes his message on verses 14 through 24.
There are evil spirits on earth today. You know that? There are unclean spirits on earth today. There are demonic spirits on earth today. That's just the truth, beloved. That's just the truth of what the Bible says. Now, they were defeated on the cross, but they're still at large. One day they're finally going to be defeated, but they're still at large. And there's only one way to overcome demonic oppression or demonic possession. That's in the name of Jesus Christ. One way. One way. In heaven's pharmacy, to overcome addiction, possession, the name of Jesus Christ. And I know that there are many of you like myself that have experienced the power of God to be set free from demonic powers. That's the only way. When Jesus was ministering on earth, it says in Matthew 8:16, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. But notice, there was not only the healing of the physical body, there was deliverance to those who were possessed with devils. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 28, when they accused him of casting out demons by Beelzebub, he says, but if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come unto you. We are citizens of the kingdom of God. Amen? Hello, good morning. We are citizens of the kingdom of God. We are not of this world. We live in this world. We live on this earth for a purpose, to be ambassadors of Jesus Christ. And we are citizens of the kingdom of God. And the same Spirit of God, with the same power of God, in the same name of Jesus Christ, there is authority over demonic powers. Hello? You see, Paul, being grieved, he silenced the demon and cast him out of the damsel because he did not want that devil to be allowed to testify of what the kingdom of God was doing. He didn't want to be associated with that. Remember when Jesus sent out the 70 disciples? They came back with their ministry report. I mean, they were all jacked up. Well, it doesn't say that they were jacked up, but they were excited. And in Luke 10:17, it says, and the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Now, he says, now listen, don't rejoice. That's good. That's great. Rejoice that your name is written in heaven. But let's not forget that verse 17 is important for you and I as believers to know today. The devils are subject unto us through the name of Jesus. That's what the Bible teaches. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. So the idea is, after he ascends, after the last apostle dies, after the scriptures, the full scriptures are given to us, demons are going to be alive on planet earth. And in the name of Jesus, there's authority over them. There's power over them. Am I talking to anybody today? You see, there are some things that the devil does not want you and I to know. He does not want to know what I'm sharing with you today. So that he can go on his merry old way, possessing or oppressing loved ones, dear ones, other believers, and then say, well, that's que sera, sera. That's the way it's going to be until we get to heaven. No! No, I don't understand the mystery of it all, but I would rather pray in the name of Jesus for 100 people and 20 of them get delivered than not pray for anybody. There are people that you know. There's just demonic oppression, demonic powers that are keeping them bound. But there's power in the name of Jesus. Now, you believe that, right? There is power in the name of Jesus? Real power? Real authority in the name of Jesus? I remember when our kids were little, they'd be crying in the middle of the night. You go walking and everyone going, honey, Jesus is here with you. And all of a sudden, it's almost like the demons didn't know which window to flee from. There's power in the name of Jesus. I've seen it myself firsthand in India, face to face with evil, face to face with demonic powers. I had a guy one time cracking a whip about as close as from me to demons. He's there, painting on, there. And I'm thinking, what's your problem? I mean, demonic. And I just said quietly, in the name of Jesus, be gone. I didn't say, please, be gone. And he just took his whip, walked down the street. You can't negotiate with these guys. There's authority given in the name of Jesus, not in you, not in me. We have no authority. The Bible says, resist the devil, and he, what, might flee? Will. Believe that? Now, there's nothing magical about the name of Jesus. There are people that use the name of Jesus like a potion. And demons know who the frauds are. Remember Acts chapter 19, verses 13 through 16? Certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. And there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know. Who are you? This is a demon talking. Who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. You just can't use the name of Jesus like this, like a rabbit's foot. There's a lot of superstition on planet Earth, right? If you hang hot peppers outside of your door, demon won't come in or something like that. All kinds of crazy stuff. You know it. It's just voodoo. It's superstition. It's the blood of Christ. It's the name of Jesus. That's where the power is. Beloved, that's where the power is. That's really where the power is. In him, in his name. Remember in Mark 1, 23 and 24, there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. What do you think possesses some people to do unclean things? Unclean spirits. Not all, but some. Do you think that there's unclean spirits on planet Earth today? Or did they take a vacation? This is just reality. This is the world that we're living in. And he cried out saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Are you come to destroy us? I know you who you are, the Holy One of God. You know, cults and world religions use the name of Jesus. They speak highly and fondly of him. But at the end of the day, when you compare their description of Jesus according to their religious literature or sacred books to the description of Jesus in the Bible, they are clearly talking about a counterfeit Jesus. That's why we say, well, we're all one. Now, if you're talking about the humanity of one blood God has made us, yes, there's a family of mankind, but there is no commonality between the gospel of Jesus Christ and the gospel according to Islam or Buddhism or any other false religion, because their Jesus is not the same Jesus. You know that, right? It's important to know that. Now, in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus says in verses 21 through 23, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. That's challenging. speaks of those who apparently prophesied, cast out devils, did many works. And Jesus, I never knew you. Do you know the Lord? Does he know you? He calls his own by name? I never knew you. How scary. How scary. But here's something to consider. Thank God for advances that we have with the medical community. Thank God for all of the things that God has inspired individuals to come up with, various kinds of medicines and things that are able to be treated with that 50 years ago, 75 years ago, people would have died. But note this, beloved, demonic possession cannot be cast out with medication. Demonic possession and oppression cannot be removed by going to a rehab. There is only one name that is powerful enough to cast out demons, just as true as there is only one name under heaven whereby we must be saved, and the name of is Jesus Christ. That's the reason why we are to go out and preach the gospel. Because in preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, there is power to save, power to rescue, power to deliver. There is power in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm looking at a room full of people that have been delivered from a number of things. Amen? Amen? Amen. Brought out of darkness, brought out of oppression, brought out of addictions in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God for the God. That's why it's good news. And so, when the masters, her masters, saw that the hope of their gains were gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers and brought them to the magistrates, saying, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city." So right there is anti-Semitism. They're Jews. So they must be guilty. Is there anything new under the sun? They trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And so the slave girl's owners were upset by their loss of profit. That's what the deal was all about. The same thing that we're going to see in chapter 19, how the success of the gospel would hurt the Ephesian idol makers financially, and it started a riot. It's not surprising to me that there are countries where you are forbidden to bring a Bible into, or you do it at your own risk. You see, because even the devil, who is the god of this world, who is the prince of the power of the air, even he knows that you get this gospel in the heart of a human being and they believe it, they'll be set free. Do you know that? Do I know that? Do we have confidence in the power of the gospel to set people free? That's what the gospel does. It sets people free. It delivers them from the bondage of sin, the power of sin, the demonic influence that's attached to sin. Thank God for the Bible. Come on, come on. This is meant to encourage you, guys. Maybe we need a congregational deliverance right now, that our eyes would be open to realize the power that is in the gospel of Jesus Christ to set people free. Satan hates the gospel of Jesus Christ because it is the only message on earth that sets people free from their debt of sin, slavery to sin, and the temporal and eternal consequences of sin. You know what it says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8? It's, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Jesus didn't come to this earth to destroy you or me. He came to destroy the works of the devil. Amen? And perhaps there's some works going on right now. And the devil knows that his seconds, his minutes are numbered. So be aware of that. It's my belief, it's my prayer that even as we're talking about this, that the Spirit of God is going to deliver people and set them free from things that have had them in their grip for years. That's what the Lord does. Amen? Amen? And so, I love that. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. That's what he does. That's what he does. That's what he continues to do. That's what he's doing right now, right here. Do you believe that? See, it doesn't do you any good if I believe it. Do you believe it? Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. What I do, the Father's doing. The Father sets people free. The living God sets people free. You know that. So, there's a problem. These Christians are preaching a gospel, casting out demons, and we're not making a profit over them anymore. And so, the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And so now they beat them. Paul talked about being shamefully entreated at Philippi in 1 Thessalonians 2:2. Paul had those that were challenging his apostolic authority because he wasn't with Jesus when he, you know, when he was on earth. He got saved after Jesus ascended. But in defense of his ministry, Paul says in 2 Corinthians 11:23 and 24 and 25, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measures, in prisons more frequent, in deaths often. Of the Jews, five times receive I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Now, how bad do you have it? And then Paul would say, on top of this, the care of all the churches. Well, beloved, just the care of you guys. That's enough to freak me out, let alone this other stuff. But I want you to see, they said, all right, these guys are dangerous. So here's what we're going to do. Put them in the inner stocks, tie up their feet, tie up their wrists so that they cannot get out. I can just see God in heaven. Didn't they try that with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Didn't they try that by putting Daniel in the lion's den? It's almost like, I love God's, not a sense of humor. So you really? Watch this. He's going to get these guys out with an earthquake. The power of God. The power of God. They wanted to make it that there was no chance, humanly speaking, of an escape. We serve and worship a God who can do what we call the impossible. Amen? He can do the impossible. He does the impossible. You and I being here is a record that he does the impossible, worshiping our God. Us being here, just think of this gathering before Christ. No, don't think. No good. Greatest miracle, the miracle of the new birth. Now, all of this that's happening to Paul and Silas and Timothy, remember when they were wondering, well, God, where do you want us to go? Now, they're going to be walking into, or they've walked into now, an open door, which, like I said last week, never think that an open door means that there won't be any opposition or persecution. It's rare when there's an open door. If there's not opposition or persecution, that's what's rare. And so now, they are beaten, and they're put into the innermost part of the prison. The name of Jesus, I think it's Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong and mighty tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. You believe that? There is power in his name. Real power in his name. Puts fear in demons. It's a name above every name, every power. not only on earth, but in heaven. There is power in the name of Jesus. And there's only one name that can deliver you out of the power and control of darkness, and that's the name of Jesus Christ today. There is forgiveness in him today if you will trust him. There is deliverance in him today if you will trust him. When Paul wrote to the Colossians about Jesus in chapter 1, verse 13, he talks in the past tense how we have been delivered from the power of darkness and we have been translated into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. That's a deliverance verse. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. That's how your sins are forgiven. It's by trusting in Jesus Christ, by trusting in his blood to cover you for your sins. And if you have any doubt about your forgiveness today, you can turn that question mark into an exclamation point. Just let us pray with you and show you from the Bible that there is forgiveness in Jesus Christ. And if there is something that is gripping you, something that is holding you back or holding you down, we would love to pray with you today. There is deliverance in the name of Jesus. You believe that? Amen. If I didn't believe that, I remember Peter would say, well, I think I'll go fishing. No, he better not go fishing. He never caught a single thing unless the Lord did a miracle. There is power in the name of the Lord today. There is salvation in the name of the Lord today. There is hope in the name of the Lord today. There is comfort in the name of the Lord today. There is peace in the name of the Lord today. And like I said, like Lydia, experiencing this deliverance and coming to know Jesus as Lord, it's an inside job. It's what Christ has done for us. Titus chapter 3, verses 3 through 7. Let me read these verses. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another, but. Don't you love it when the Holy Spirit puts in these words, but. That's the way you used to be, but. After that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. That's the new person in Christ. My prayer is that God has just spoken to our hearts today. There's a lot of strange things that are going on this planet, demonic things that are going on. And sometimes it's explained away or it's overlooked. We need to see these strange things that are happening on planet Earth through the lens of Scripture. And how do you deal with them? It's not by might nor by power, but by God's Spirit. And aren't you glad that you can, as a husband, a wife, a single guy, a single gal, old or young, you can call out in the name of the Lord, and he says, I will be right there with you. He always will. And so we have good news today. There's a planet that is hurting. There's a planet that doesn't know the difference between a male and a female, that doesn't know the difference between north and south. They're confused, and they're because they believe the lie. But those are the people that you and I are to reach out to. We are to reach out to them in the name of Jesus. We are to give them the gospel. And as you and I do that, may he give us the privilege of seeing people set free. Again, I just sense it in my heart that the Lord wants to set people free today. And whom the Lord sets free is free indeed. Amen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, bless his holy. Join us tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. for the next edition of Selah, a daily study in the Scriptures with Pastor Ray Viola. Hey guys, unsure about what it means to be a man? God's Word tells us that men are leaders in their homes. Real men also pray, worship God, and study His Word. Most men also enjoy having a hearty breakfast and fellowship with other like-minded men of all ages. If this interests you, then we invite you to be a man and join us tomorrow morning between 5:30 and 7 at Koinonia Fellowship, located at 500 Main Street in East Rochester. Do you have a Bible question? Do you need to talk with someone or have someone pray with you? If you do, we invite you to visit our website at selaonradio.com and click on the live chat button. We'd love to hear from you. Audio and video downloads of all Pastor Ray's teachings can be accessed at koinoniafellowship.com. You can subscribe to Pastor Ray's blog at selaonradio.com and receive a daily devotional by email. We welcome you to join us for Sunday morning and Wednesday evening services at Koinonia Fellowship. Our address is 500 Main Street, East Rochester, New York. Service times are 8:30 and 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 p.m. on Wednesday. This program has been brought to you by Koinonia Fellowship.